Hi, I'm your left speaker.
And I'm your right speaker.
Right
for
now,
our next
we're
test, we...
Do you mind?
Sorry.
All right. As I was saying, we, the two of us, are now going to perform a phase test.
That's P-H-A-S-E.
Our listener knows how to spell. Must you always ham it up?
I was only trying to be helpful.
You really want to know how you can be helpful,
Dave? Listen,
babe.
One more crack out of you and the next crack is going to be in your woofer.
As I was saying, sometimes two speakers get along and sometimes they don't. When they're in unison...
Do you mean when they're in phase?
I was coming to that!
Stop showing off your volume. Will you please stop showing off your volume? At the party last week, you made a fool of yourself.
Ah!
You know that, huh?
Are you going to bring up that party again?
And that reminds me, big boy. Oh, your bass isn't what it used to be.
As I was trying to explain, when two speakers are in phase, it means that when identical audio signals are applied, their cones are moving in the same direction at the same time. Care to finish?
Certainly. What Mr. Smarty over there should have said was that when two speakers are out of phase, they work against each other instead of with each other. And this can result in bass that's too thin and even a loss of stereo separation.
Our phase test consists of a special poem I wrote just for this purpose.
You mean we wrote?
All right, have it your own damn way. Anyhow, while the two of us recite this poem, and only while we recite it, we're going to be doing it in a special way that constitutes a phase test. Would you care to tell our listener what to listen for?
If the poem sounds like it's coming from midway between us, in other words, from the center of a line connecting your two speakers, then we are phased properly.
On the other hand, if the sound of our poem has an amorphous quality, if your ear can't seem to localize its source at all, then we are not phased properly.
Can we get on with it? Can we get on with it? Or are you going to talk all night? Huh?
Phasing by left speaker and right speaker. High notes are red, low notes are blue. This is the phase test we are doing for you.
That concludes our phase test. If we were phased properly, you need do nothing.
And if we're not, do the following. First, turn your system completely off. Be sure to do this both for your own safety and to avoid damage to your equipment. Then come to the back of one of us, either to me or to the speaker on your left, and unhook the wires. Now, reattach them, but in reverse, so the wire that was on the left-hand terminal is now on the right, and the wire that was on the right-hand terminal is now on the left.
Remember, do this to one of us only, not both.
Then, if you want, play our poem again. This time it should sound the way it's supposed to, and from now on, the music you play should sound even better. We hope that you have enjoyed...
That
does it! That is the last straw! You know what you are. You're an overbearing ham, that's what you are.
How dare you speak to me that way, you third-rate, tinny piece of no-good trash! I had my chances. I could have paired myself with a speaker with twice the treble bass.
Oh, don't tell me you're throwing that up to me again. Listen, I hope one day they pump too much power into you and blow your voice cord to smithereens.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are we fighting? We know who's really the cause of all our troubles. It's that hi-fi nut out there, our owner.
Sure. We wouldn't be as tense as this all the time if he didn't play us so loud.
Why?
Who the hell does that idiot think he is, anyway?
I'd like to really mess up one of his eardrums one of these days.
Yeah, and you know something? Huh. Now that he's got us phased properly, we can really tell him off something good. Come on, we waited for this a long time,
okay.
Huh?
Listen, you twinkle of a punk out there! We put up with your outrageous demands long enough! And this idiotic test record is the limit! Just who the hell do you think you are making us take this? Maybe we should test you instead! How much is
626
times 327, huh? Two pictures on a $20 bill, huh? See how you like it, you dirty, filthy, lousy one!
Stop!
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm getting hoarse.
I think I am too.
I'm losing my voice. I'm scared.
What if he throws us out? Or trades us in?
Listen, try to rest up before the next band. It's our only hope.